are just my feelings now. We have to put those on the back burner, as they say, and take into consideration what's more important. And it's, this doesn't seem sensible to keep saying, okay, I want to move here because this is better. This is better for the family. But yet you have offspring in different locality, and they don't hardly see you or get to know you, and you constantly, you know, this is not correct. Am I correct?
Yes, it's basically yes.
It's a form of selfishness.
Mm-hmm. But then, yes, when you come back to a family like that, they need family services. You know, what is missing here is we don't have family services where people, you know, can go and get, you know, proper, you know, direction and proper conduct to their families. Because many people, they are just raising their family the way they want. This is why children are suffering, you know, particularly Muslim children, because polygamy and divorce is so rampant in the Muslim society. So the victim is the child, but still we have to look back to the Muslim community. It's not the real problem here, it's not the father, neither the mother, but is the Muslim community for not establishing family services where people can go to get better instructions for how to raise children. Having, you know, distance is not a problem. When the children, they are under puberty, the first one who supposed to take care of them is the mother. The father have to support and have opening doors for visiting. But that doesn't mean that he must be very close to them. But they have to open the visiting program in the easiest way for the children and for them, inshallah. But it's a problem. It's not just a matter of answering a question. It's something we have to deal with. It's a problem. Yes, it's a situation. Yes, but for today, we want to change our names. We want to change deen to another deen, but we don't want to change situations. And I think coming to Islam is not changing the name, but is changing situations, inshallah. Okay, another one?
Yeah, I have a question.
Okay, still up? Okay, the third question. If we can make it quick because of the time. The third question?
Yes, assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
The question has been asked about a child that's being molested by a father.
Yes.
What is the proper protocol to deal with the father who molests his children Islamically?
Again, we have to have social services, because there are a lot of investigation before you take any responsible or any law or any act against that father. There must be investigation. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says in Quran, إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَإٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. If there's any corruption occurs in the society, they have to investigate first to get the root of the problem before you hurt the feelings of others through ignorance. So we have to be careful, because sometimes the attitude of the father and what the father is doing is coming out of Islam. It's not just being a Muslim is enough for him. He needs help. He's sick. He's really sick. He is out of his mind. That's why he's doing certain things in the house. So sometimes, before we deal with the depth of or the branches of the situation by Muslim brothers go there and beat him up, and there's no need for that. They have to go back to the root and try to bring it in a, you know, right way. But it's a problem again that I think it's not something we can just answer. Yes. Yes, you have more. Yes. One.
Any participant.
Somebody trying to ask.
There are no more questions.
Yes. Okay, no more questions. Alhamdulillah. From here? Please, from here. Yes.
Apart from the duties of the husband and the wife and yes. families, mm-hmm. do you have any Islamic duties for children in Islam?
Islamic duties, yes. Children, they have to what they call listen and obey. They have those duties. They have even role to play. When you come to, like, education is their duty, but going to school is their duty to go to school. Because if the parent pay the money, you have to go to school. And struggle for your education is your duty. You are talking about duties of the children. Listening to your parents and humble. As you remember, I told you, you know, humble to them and lower your wings and all that is their duties to do. It's the right. Like right and duties, they are just give and take. The right is the duty of the opposite, always. Like when the father is giving and giving shelter, giving help, the father have to have the last word to say. We have to respect the leadership of the father in the house. So that is their duty. The duty to respect, the duty to follow, the duty to humiliate themselves in front of their parents, to humble them, to give them kindness and sympathy, and all that is their duty. Yes.
So in essence, if parents fail in their duties,
yes,
the children might fail their
duties too. That's why when you give them their rights, you get your duties. But if you don't give rights, don't ask for your duties. Which is today is the nature of the children. They love their rights, but they don't want to talk about their duties. Children, as soon as you tell them what they're supposed to do, they say, I don't know. But they know how to even dial, you know, 911 to put their parents in jail. Children, they learn that today. They learn what is child abuse and all these kind of things. But they don't learn even what they call mother's abuse or father's abuse, because the system don't want to teach them that. So it's very, okay, from here.
I had once told a brother that that marriage wasn't ibadah, based on my past Islamic training. Mm. And I wanted to know, what makes marriage ibadah?
Because if you are married, if you have what they call physical desires. And physical desires, if you don't put it in a halal way, maybe that will destroy you to put it in a haram way. Then avoiding haram way and put it in the halal way, that is ibadah. Allah commanded you to do halal and commanded you to avoid doing haram. When you protect yourself from haram, moving towards halal is ibadah. That's why marriage is ibadah. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that وَفِي بُدِي أَحَدِكُمْ صَدَقَةً. Getting, even having the physical contact with your wife is charity. It's ibadah.
Yes. Okay. Now you mentioned earlier that beating the children is a failure to communicate.
Yes.
But I remember reading a hadith in Bukhari that the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it is permissible to turn the child over your knee.
Yes.
So what I'm saying, what I wanted to know is, what's the balance point here?
The balance point is,
and
what happened?
It's a two-part question.
Oh, two-part question, okay.
Because you're also dealing, when you're dealing with children, in which, let's say you have a single parent situation.